Currently, person is Mr. President and Mr. Vice President of the senior class, Caleb Foster and Hunter Bowman.
Good evening. It's evening or morning, it's whenever you're
three,
listening to
it's
this.
It's not even 3 o'clock.
You know what?
It's afternoon.
I don't like your attitude.
It's the afternoon.
Okay, so today what we're going to be doing, in light of it almost being Thanksgiving, is I have ordered several Thanksgiving foods from Cracker Barrel, and we are going to rank them.
Can't believe we're ordering from Cracker Barrel.
My parents didn't want to go out and like buy individual things and make them, so we just ordered a plate.
We should have gotten a whole turkey.
Yeah, a whole turkey.
Or chicken.
Let's do it.
Because we're not sure.
A whole sack of potatoes.
They think maybe
that
the turkey that we ordered was actually chicken.
Smells like chicken.
It smells like chicken right now.
Okay,
and it's breaded.
You know what? You can use
Who
chicken.
Who breads turkey?
Nobody.
In Thanksgiving, you can use chicken.
No.
That is un-American.
Are you a commie?
I'm going to have to leave.
What a good time.
It's all going in.
Who is in their right mind
okay,
eats chicken for Thanksgiving? No, seriously.
Okay.
Tell me one time where you have ate chicken during Thanksgiving.
A person who obviously
all of the Native Americans
turkey.
Are judging you right now.
Okay. This is really like a Thanksgiving dinner where everyone's arguing with each other.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah.
Very
perfect.
I wanted to make the atmosphere authentic.
All right, cool.
So we have on our plate today, we have green bean casserole, mystery meat, mashed potatoes and gravy,
classic.
And we have like a little tiny bit of cranberry. So we're going to try all of them and then we're going to rank them.
Not berries.
So we're ranking Cracker Barrel.
It is berries and
is
sauce.
Is it sauce? It looks kind of chunky to me.
It is kind of chunky.
That is a sauce.
It's not
now,
sauce.
Those are not whole berries.
Listen.
It is like.
Have you ever looked
like
at a cranberry?
It looks like someone took a whole berry and went.
Listen. Which
before
is
we
sauce.
Can,
really?
Before,
no, we're not trying it first. No, he's. Or, I don't know. What
that
do you guys
like,
want to try first?
That is bulky.
I'm a guest.
Right. It's
holy.
Like someone, it's
do you
a, want to
do
nice
cranberry
mince.
First?
Cranberry
yes.
Mince.
Okay,
so,
guys. We all got to try the cranberry
before
first.
Before we can taste with our mouths,
yes.
We have to taste with our eyes.
What?
And
oh,
so
yes.
Far,
Snap eats first.
The fact that I can't tell if this is a sauce or
that
a
is a
fruit,
sauce.
That
no,
is really
just, is not a good impression.
No, 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 no.
No.
That is a sauce.
That is
I think it's a non-Newtonian
It is uncomfortable. All right, let me take a picture of this.
That made me uncomfortable. Snap eats first. Everyone knows.
Snap eats first.
Who's Snap?
Viewer.
I am Snap.
Oh,
Skippy.
Okay, no, we all eat at the same time.
Okay.
No, I'm eating it. It's like a sauce with peels in it.
Oh,
this is not saucy.
It tastes like it's out of a can. I've had this exact same cranberry sauce, and I've got it from Walmart.
Don't they make cranberry sauce like discs?
Yes.
Yes.
No. That's not a disc.
That's not this.
No, they don't make it in
no,
discs.
No,
they
it's
make
the
it
same
in,
thing.
Like, cylinders.
It's
they
a cylinder
it
because it's in the can,
mm-hmm.
So you open up the can and you turn it upside
and
down, and it makes that...
Yeah, the schlop.
It seems like this is more, like, that kind of cranberry
there's a whole berry
is,
in there.
Is
just
almost
a whole
like
berry.
Gummy. Whereas this is just like mush.
I feel
mush.
Like cranberry...
Clam.
Cranberry sauce is, it's just like a, it's a solid, right? And then you just kind of like, it's almost like a jelly.
Mm. It's
I
jelly.
It's
I think jelly's fair.
So we're currently microwaving the food because we had some technical difficulties.
I think it should be noted too that since this is reheated food, it's probably not going to be as good.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be delicious.
It because
that's what
on
we
the
do
same
here.
Basis.
Yes,
yeah,
that is
yeah.
True.
Does it really matter?
It's a level playing field.
I think it's... The smell that I'm getting is the little chicken tenders you get from Schnucks.
Yeah, I think so.
It's definitely
yeah.
Chicken.
It's absolutely chicken.
I have a clarifying question.
There's a
big are
we right
here. Talking about how good the food is individually, or are we talking about like how the food compares to each other?
We're ranking, so it's comparative.
Okay.
Comparative.
So
okay.
The green bean casserole already lost, and we don't even need to taste
it.
Wait,
I
don't
think so.
Here's the thing.
I
normally don't like green bean casserole, but I had like stick my... finger in there to make sure it was like warm and like it was not
so
it's not
I'm
bad.
Eating your finger wrist.
I have clean fingers
if we're talking right on like a comparative level here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mashed potatoes are gonna win because it's really hard to mess up mashed potatoes, especially
when it's
re-eating.
Also hard to mess up chicken.
Yeah. But
maybe when it's supposed to be turkey.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that,
and it's
that
fried.
Could debunk it a little bit.
Maybe it's like a country.
The question becomes:
turkey.
Fried turkey.
Is the chicken good, or are we, is it supposed to be turkey? And it's like, wow, this is kind of disappointing because I wanted turkey, but like, I like chicken.
I think
I
we're
like
all
like,
expecting
if
chicken at
if
this
it's
point.
Chicken, we
but
should
it's,
make it,
it should
chicken.
Be turkey.
If it is turkey, then I'll be pleasantly.
Also, I didn't mention before, but we have biscuits as well.
Excellent.
But I feel
biscuit.
Like okay, right. So we should probably get back to trying things.
Yeah.
No. Oh, so what do you guys want to try next? You guys want to do the casserole?
Yes, I would love to be disappointed.
Big casserole.
You
dude,
know what?
It's going to be good.
We're
going to
have a
it's
conversation
gonna be
about
yes.
it.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's better than any other green bean casserole I've had.
Really? I got to disagree. I think that's the worst green bean casserole I've ever had.
That is absolutely disgusting.
It's not the worst.
Now,
really? But it's not the best. I like it better than the other one.
I
other...
got my great-grandma making me the best casserole in the world.
Okay.
So, I mean,
so...
I'm kind of up here already. Back. Green bean casserole is a no-go.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Bad.
So, wait, it's like five right now?
There's
okay.
a multitude of things that I would rather eat than the
how many
that
items
green bean
do you have
casserole.
Okay. I think we have five. So, we've had those two, and then we have that. That.
Yeah, I'm getting a
okay,
big five on
the well, are we getting the gravy as its own?
I mean, what do you guys want to try?
I don't know. I think we should rate it on its own.
Yeah. Okay.
I
okay,
like
then we have six items.
That's
so,
commendable.
Okay.
For me,
so we're going six.
For
it's
me,
not
the cranberry
discussion.
Is sitting at the bottom right now.
Really?
Yeah. Me too.
And
me too.
The green bean
no.
is just barely a step above.
Okay,
no.
So my
no, I think
I'd
agree
is,
with that.
So at Thanksgiving, green bean casserole is actually one of my favorite dishes. I think French fried onions, necessity.
Yes, I agree.
No, I actually hate French fried onions.
It was too mushy.
Yeah,
I
like,
think
this
that
doesn't
crunch
have it in it, and I'm
that's
kind of
what
disappointed.
That's what it helps from the onions,
you hate
yeah.
Yeah. Onions. What's
why?
Wrong with you people?
Why do you
but
hate
this lacked,
because
so
they just
it
taste
six.
Bad.
It did.
They taste like they're trying to be Funyuns, but they're failing.
But they give...
No,
they
because they're real.
Yeah.
I know!
They're not fun at all.
They give... All right. But like Caleb said, this is
next
mushy,
food.
And
what
they,
are we
okay, are we going to do the gravy next?
Gravy train.
I think we should do the mashed potatoes first.
Okay, mashed potatoes. Do you want to try that with the gravy or not?
Let's just do it on its own.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, what the heck?
Is it still cold?
Oh, it's a solid chunk.
It is a chunk.
That's a chunk right there.
It's a whole
right
chunk
there.
Of mashed
oh, yeah.
potatoes.
Is it warm?
I'm feeling it from what I have.
It's
warm.
Into
it's
a whole
warm.
Why is it so thick?
Oh, okay. It feels chunky.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Ready?
3, 2, 1. Okay, this is not smooth mashed potatoes.
Which
but I don't
is
think
fine.
It's intended.
However,
yeah.
It's literally just potatoes.
Well, it's got a little bit of like pepper
this.
In it.
But there's no sour cream or butter or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
could use
you want to add butter?
Those are pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we
I
add
did,
butter.
I did say that
you
it's hard to mess up potatoes, but I think that's exactly what they just did.
Yeah.
And that might be sitting below the green bean casserole.
You're
for me.
So
are you serious?
Wrong.
No, I think
are you serious?
I agree.
You're
I think,
disgusting.
I think I agree.
I'm going to say.
Because.
No.
Can you just tell the solid part?
In normal, like, Thanksgiving dinners for me, I load my plate with the mashed potatoes.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
like,
I could not do that.
Like, an uncomfortable amount.
Yeah.
Craig would have died during the potato famine.
Yes. Absolutely.
Craig is most certainly not Irish.
No. Because I think the potatoes are to blame.
The potatoes are
they,
foul.
They are very bland.
Revive them.
Yeah, that's true.
This is true.
So, should we try that? Oh, this is thick.
Thick.
A spoonful of gravy,
well, it's gravy
makes the medicine
so we're just
go down.
Try that on its
oh,
own,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
And
yeah.
we'll try it with the potatoes.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. That's cold gravy. Yeah, it's a little lukewarm.
I think it's cold, but it was good.
You
yeah,
know what?
I think
I like it.
I don't usually like gravy, but this is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big gravy person either.
I don't like country gravy, but that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I love gravy.
I think this might be sitting the highest
this
for me
sitting,
so far.
This is sitting
yeah,
on top.
It's
so.
Cold, though.
Yeah, I think me too.
Now, let's get
well,
it, like,
that's your
look,
fault, not their fault.
Shut up. You know?
So if we do...
I shouldn't have ate all the
gravy
potatoes.
With
I
potatoes
apologize.
Here.
You would try
I
the...
think that your rating is going to be revived, Hunter.
They're a lot better with it.
Yep, see?
Mm-hmm.
Some things are meant
now,
to be. What's not meant to be is this green bean casserole.
Does
though.
That mean...
You know?
But since it's better with the gravy,
oh,
does that
shit.
Mean that I can rate the potatoes as higher now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Can
I think I will
save the
upgrade.
Potato.
The gravy is an addition.
But, however, since the gravy makes the potatoes better, I'm going to rate the gravy higher than the potatoes.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I also rate the gravy higher than the potatoes.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Gravy is higher than potatoes because it goes with more things,
yeah,
too.
So
I think
right
it's,
now,
it's more...
No. You can't come around these parts saying that the gravy is better because it can go with more things.
It's a characteristic.
That's like saying, man, I'm gonna have this green bean casserole with my chicken that's supposed to be turkey, and it's going to be better. No, it's not applicable to all of them, so you can't hold it above everything.
Okay.
However, these biscuits.
Okay, yeah, we're about to try the biscuits. Tear it in half. There you go.
You want to
can someone
that,
spare
Craig?
A little bit of their...
No, you can have...
Dude,
okay, do you
want to
try
right
it with butter on it or just plain?
Plain.
Okay,
yeah,
plain.
I
don't,
well,
are
first
you guys
of all,
ready?
It's a known fact that Cracker Barrel biscuits are good. and I'm right.
Yep, that's 100% right.
Yeah. Good, this is definitely microwave, though, so it's a little chewy.
Yeah,
but that's
fine.
User error, not Cracker Barrel.
I think you can tell it is there. And with some butter, I think this would be a top-notch biscuit right here.
Mm. It's a 10.
It's a 10 right there.
Yeah.
We're not here. I'm gonna get a little adventurous.
Make a little sandwich?
Are you putting green bean casserole on? No.
No. I would leave. If you put green bean casserole on that biscuit,
did.
I would stand up and leave.
You just did.
No, there was no beans.
No,
I saw no
bean
on
there.
No bean
goes on there. No bean.
So,
it's
is the last thing we're doing this
turkey?
Imposter turkey?
This chonker right here?
This chonker.
You.
We're just gonna. I gotta make sure that it's still good.
We have an, I have a singular knife.
However, you dabbled on the wrong dew.
It's turkey time.
My
the best time of the year.
Turkey
really
chicken time.
Turkey chicken time.
I'm just going to reiterate.
Can I put our bets in? Like, what do we think it is? Is it turkey or is it chicken?
I'm gonna say chicken.
It smells like chicken.
It's chicken.
I'm gonna go turkey. Actually.
Yeah, I wanna have faith.
I'm gonna have faith.
Really?
I don't.
Yeah.
Like, let's look at it on the inside.
Okay, so me and Caleb don't have faith in my mother.
Whoever ordered the food.
That's pretty
so
white.
My mom.
That's looking pretty chicken.
It is.
That is. Come in peace.
I'm sticking with my.
Beef. I'm
actually, you know what?
No, I'm gonna say turkey.
In case anybody forgot, in the last 30 seconds, green bean casserole sucks.
You shut your mouth.
No, dude,
are you gonna raise
put
this,
in the caption,
this
Craig?
Above
Caleb, by the way,
yes.
Hates green bean casserole.
I
okay.
like cranberry sauce, and I like store-bought cranberry sauce out of the can.
No, that's still chicken.
And that's what that is.
You just feel it, and you're like, yep,
actually,
that's a 10.
Yep, that's a 10.
If I know anything about chicken,
which
and I like to think that I do.
Wait, hold up.
That is most that, wait.
Wait,
hold up.
It smells like turkey.
No, you're wrong.
No,
have you ever smelled a turkey,
yes.
Craig? Have you ever been in the vicinity of a turkey?
I've
that is not turkey.
I've smelled turkey when it's reheated. I've smelled turkey when it's reheated. That's what turkey smells like, reheated.
Megan has no idea how to use a plastic knife.
It smells like a
we've resorted to the second able-bodied person in this room to cut this fake turkey.
No, I'm just laughing. My hands are just not working.
Hannah is also holding the fork back.
No, it's...
No.
Nuh-uh.
Guys, I'm getting
hungry. That's not how you hold a fork.
What do you mean?
You don't hold a fork like that.
That's how I hold a
fork. But that's wrong.
How do you... Who are you
like
who
this?
Holds a fork?
Kana inherently does not know how to use utensils.
I hold
what?
My... Or cutlery. I
hold
my fork
that's
like
not
this.
How you were just
this
holding
isn't
it,
my
though.
Dominant. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. No.
Yes, it was.
No way.
This is
I'm
not
Kana's side
this
here.
This is not my dominant hand.
Even though
either, Kana so
doesn't
my...
know how to use a fork,
oh
that's still better than this green bean casserole.
My grip is backwards because this is not my dominant hand. I'm holding it with my left hand,
oh, okay.
And I'm right hand.
Yo,
sometimes
freaking.
This millennium will eat this chicken.
Here.
If you fully palm the end of your fork and, like, stab things with it, then I don't think that I could even. I can't.
That's looking
I actually
pretty
think
turkey.
I need a different cut because
that's
this
definitely
is like
it's
differently.
It smells like turkey.
That's turkey. That is weird.
Could
did
I
actually get the right
up.
Food?
Could I be wrong?
Did my mother actually do something right?
Yeah, she did. That's definitely turkey.
Okay.
Are we giving
it to no. Moment of truth.
This has a turkey smell.
Moment of truth.
It's
moment
turkey.
Of truth.
Go.
It's turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's turkey. This is turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
Pleasantly surprised.
How's it feel, Mr.
But
President?
But he wasn't wrong about the green bean casserole.
I'm still not wrong about the green bean casserole.
No, I think yeah,
it's
but.
Dry. But we've also microwaved it 12 and a half times. So, I don't
this has been a really long podcasting process.
Get some gravy on that. It'll make it go down easier.
Get some gravy on
that.
That piece has touched
our
the green bean casserole, and that means I can't touch it.
That's a shame, isn't
it's
it?
It's a crying shame.
Give me more.
That means that somebody needs to cut it again. Here.
Father, can you...
You
cut me some turkey.
Spoon.
I don't need the fork, dude. I just need the sturdiness.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Hear me out.
Use your fingers.
No.
No.
Rip it apart with your teeth and spit it back on the board.
Give me something,
stop
Father.
Talking.
Father, please.
I crave
you
turkey chicken.
I need the oats.
This is breaded turkey.
This
yeah,
is breaded
is
turkey.
Yeah, I've
that
never seen breaded turkey
that.
Before.
That's what you talk about.
It must
that
be like a country fried.
I'm all right,
we're going for
I
the
think it's
biscuit
fried, yeah.
Turkey sandwich
just
with the gravy.
It.
Let's try just the breading here.
You got a little bit of green bean on there.
Okay,
no.
We need to decide
good.
On final rankings.
Okay.
Mm. What Hunter, what is your final ranking?
Oh, you're just going to spring it on me like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay. All right, so definitely we're going to start from the bottom and work our way up. I'm going to say... Cranberry
don't.
Sits at the very bottom.
You're, I hate you.
I don't care. Cranberry sits at the bottom. Green beans are above it. Above that is the mashed potatoes. And then the turkey. And then the gravy, and then the biscuit.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I changed my mind. Biscuit, then gravy. Gravy's at the top.
It's gravy train.
It is gravy train. The gravy is leading the rest of the train.
Okay.
And the cranberry is the caboose at this point.
Caleb.
I think that everyone knows what number 6 is. I don't have to say it again, but I will.
It's the cranberry.
Number 6 is the green bean casserole.
That's a shame.
Grind shame.
You are so wrong. It is mushy and gross, and nothing about it is good.
Uh-huh.
My mom always tells me when I'm upset to find good qualities in things, and this green bean casserole is lacking.
There's no good qualities.
Above that will be the cranberry sauce from the jar. I'm normally a big fan of the fruits, but this one kind of let me down.
Mm.
Above that will be the 4 times reheated mashed potatoes. Actually, no. It's the turkey. The turkey's going down there, man.
Mm.
It was dry. It had no flavor. And it's breaded. Nobody breads
yeah,
turkey.
That's a big point.
Then we're going potatoes at 3. And then we're going to go biscuit and then gravy.
All
right. Okay, so fill all the gravy train.
Without the gravy, this meal would have been exponentially worse.
That's a good point.
However, no gravy, as good as it can be, can revive this green bean.
Did you try it with the green bean casserole?
You know,
I don't want to eat any more green bean casserole than I already did.
Green bean casserole?
I had a solid 2 beans.
Well,
and that's 2 beans I wish I would have never eaten.
For my ranking, I only ate like a half of them.
A half of a bean?
No, I had the what's it called? I had the mashed potatoes and the chicken. Or no, and the turkey and the biscuit. That's all I had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's cranberry sauce here.
I'd say
don't disappoint yourself by trying to rank that.
I'd say turkey is at the bottom.
Really? You said out of
my list of 3, turkeys at the bottom because it was dry.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes, I usually enjoy mashed potatoes a lot, but the biscuit was just a lot better.
Top notch
biscuit.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Cranberry not
good. So
you're eating more cranberry.
I'm gonna go with a really, really strange one because no one else seems to agree with this.
Uh-oh.
I'm putting turkey on the bottom.
Ah.
But
you're literally wrong.
Incorrect.
I don't usually I eat meat. The only reason I'm not a vegetarian is bacon. That's the only reason. I don't normally like a lot of meat outside of that. So especially not when I'm like
Hunter's
I got like
eating
some
green bean casserole in my face. It's delicious. I hate you.
So can I finish?
No.
Anyway.
No, let's please finish. This is over 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so it's not supposed to be over 10.
Oh,
yikes.
It's a lot of editing.
This will be a special one.
Special edition.
Okay.
Special
so,
guests.
Anyway.
You
anyway,
are special.
Anyway, I got like a bad piece of fat in there, so I don't like fat, so that's it's going at the bottom. Second is cranberry. Cranberry was like, meh.
It's creeping up.
She's putting green bean at the top of the list.
it's going up.
It's not
going. Keep going.
It's something to write home about. Green bean casserole is 3rd. But that's listen. I don't like the crunchy stuff. I prefer mushy over crunchy.
You have to be the most incorrect person in this room at the moment.
I don't like the crunchy onions.
So
they're
wrong.
Not Funyuns, and it's
that's
bad.
Just, that's just wrong.
If you
like,
put
not,
Funyuns on top of green bean casserole, I would like it more.
Funyuns
you,
are disgusting.
If you rank Funyuns over
shut up.
Fried onions, then you
anyway.
Yeah, I will sit
stop
there
it.
With a bag
okay.
eat
I,
French
yeah.
fried onions. Oh,
okay,
on.
Well, you're strange. anyway, next up on the list is actually going to be the biscuit. I really, 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 it's like, it's good, but, like, it would be so much better if we had tried it with butter, I feel like, or if we tried it with the gravy.
You still got a piece
I didn't get to try it with
there.
That's true, and you got some gravy.
Gravy.
Here we go.
Gravy
here's
there.
A sudden change. Sudden,
here we go.
Sudden
impromptu
tier list
change.
Changing right here.
No.
That was really disappointing.
Yeah. It just was, it's dry. It's dry, and I don't like dry things.
Mashed potatoes, where are they at?
Okay. Mashed potatoes are 2nd, and gravy is 1st. And gravy just because it's so...
Gravy train.
Gravy train. Makes everything better on this plate, except for green bean casserole.
No.
Nothing.
Gravy on everything.
Casserole.
Yeah. I agree.
Gravy
except
on the mics.
Maybe the cranberry.
Gravy on mics, yeah.
Maybe we don't put on the cranberry.
Gravy on the keyboard?
Gravy on everything.
Alrighty, guys. The moment you've all been waiting for.
Here's the...
Not really. So I think we can expect that the cranberries going at the bottom spot.
That's right.
So wrong.
How does it feel being the most wrong person here?
I don't have to imagine.
Second.
Second.
Well, yeah, this is true.
Okay. No. Yeah, so cranberries at the bottom for me. I do also usually enjoy fruit, but it wasn't the texture. It felt like someone took like regular cranberry sauce and just like mushed it up. And so it was kind of...
Much time.
Sauce?
No. I don't know. It felt like if you took a jar of jelly, stuck a knife in there, and just like...
Yeah, it's like they tried to make
bit.
Juice and then they stopped halfway through.
Yeah. And I didn't even mind that the whole peel was in there, but like it was the chunks.
Like imagine some dude's toe is just squishing on your cranberries.
Wait, what are those like grape
day,
stomps?
Like
a grape stomp?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the cranberries.
Mm-hmm. Done. And then you stop halfway through.
Okay. Yeah. We're done with that.
Do it. Say it.
I think... After that,
say it. Everyone knows.
I'm gonna put the green bean casserole.
There we go.
You know, I normally love green bean casserole, but
this wasn't
doing it for me.
No.
I felt like the green beans were a little bit too mushy. Some of that could be attributed to the part that and no French fried onion. That is the biggest thing for me.
This is where you
if
guys
they
are
had
all
that
wrong.
On there,
French fried onions, no.
No, if they would have had that on there, I probably would have soared like top three. But no, not doing it for me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to put the biscuit after that. I do enjoy the biscuit, but for me, I don't think it trumps the turkey, which is my next tie up. Big meat person. Even though it was breaded, I'm not a huge fan of the breading, but I'll stand for it this once. Because I feel like turkey, if you add gravy to it, it's a solid combo for me. And then, of course,
gravy train.
Gravy train at the number one spot.
And of course, let's not forget, for me at least, the top of the list is the spoon. Like, just the
spoon.
So good. That's just a top quality spoon.
Oh,
no.
I'm so glad you didn't injure yourself doing
that. Yeah, I was like, he's gonna
this
break it in his
mouth
or something.
That's an arrowhead.
That's a shiv. That's not even
proceeded to create a shiv. And
not on purpose.
I think
we're gonna
end on that note. On Hunter biting into a spoon.
It was good.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you to our two guest people for
thanks
coming
for
on
having
for
us.
Nice. Cool. I hope your green bean casserole is better.
Just stop eating green bean casserole.
This Thanksgiving, we will boycott all green bean casserole. I'm not scared of your shit.